Alrighty, and we are coming up on 9 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is at 40 degrees now here in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Again, 9 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 40 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. And we are in our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM and trying to make phone contact with Carl. And I've been unsuccessful so far. So we're going to pull up a few Carl tunes for you in the meantime and hope that we can get Carl on the phone here. So, let's see. Some good stuff here by Carl and his Country Dutchman. And let's see what we're going to throw at you first. Well, let's start out with one called the Flutophone Polka, Carl and his Country Dutchman. Some good stuff for you there. Carl and his Country Dutchman, the Flutophone Polka. 7 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, we have a temperature reading of 50 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we have Carl on the line, and we're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Carl Hartwig. Carl, how you doing?
Well, not too shabby. How?
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. We almost thought we lost you there for a moment.
Well, I think you did for just a second because Crystal to call me.
Oh, okay. Somebody's beeping in. All righty. Well, very good. Carl, we've had you on the program before, but I bet you most folks don't remember your story. So, why don't you give us a little quick history, where you're born and raised, and take us up to that first concertina lesson.
Well, I grew up in Orion, Illinois.
Okay.
Born in 1961, actually in Moline, Illinois. And then lived on the farm in Orion for about 23 years or so. So I grew up on the farm and got my first concertina when I was 13, I think it was. And about 6 months later, I had my band going already. So it's been about 45 years.
Yeah.
And, well, been playing ever since.
Yes, you have. And I think you said you picked that first concertina up, was it Gibbon Polka Days, Polka Festa, and learned a couple songs on the way home, huh?
Yeah, I think by the time I got home, which is about a 7-hour drive back down to Illinois, and I knew it, I don't know, 3 or 4 tunes before I got home. So.
Well, there you go. It just came natural, huh?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
just a curse.
You know, some of us taking lessons on that concertina, it took us about 2-3 lessons to play that scale or something. And here you're playing a couple tunes by the time you got home a couple hours later. So just an indication of things to come for Carl and his country Dutchman, huh? Well, boy, Carl, we're in quite some times these days, huh? Where were you when the whole thing broke loose? I'm sure you had all kinds of events and gigs planned, too, huh?
Yeah, and of course, everything's canceled, so nothing's going on right now. So actually, right, I'm sitting here in my living room with Dan Jarabic, and we were going to try to do a little recording last night and today, but we ended up drinking more beer and whiskey than anything.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, that'll kill that virus for sure, right?
Well, that's my plan.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Boy, you've had some great recordings and some great musicians over the years. Who were some of those original Carl and the Country Dutchmen?
Well, the originals were myself, of course, and my good friend Doug Eilefeld from Oregon. He was on drums.
Okay.
And what's that?
No, go ahead, Carl. You're good.
So Doug, my good buddy Doug, was on drums for the first year or so. And then my mother was playing tuba.
Uh-huh.
And then my sister Joyce started playing keyboard with us. And then my other sister Holly took over on drums.
Uh-huh.
And then there was Amy Sampson on trumpet. Well, I could go on for about an hour and a half because I've had about 130 musicians in the band over the years.
Oh, I know. Who was well, you said your mom was on the tuba back then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah, and then we got a different tuba player afterwards, and then she went to keyboard.
Okay.
And, of course, like I said, Dan Jarabic is sitting right here. So he was in my band for a couple of years, but his mother said, "You have to quit because Carl's a bad influence on you."
Okay. I think listening to Danny play, you've been a good influence. Boy, he can really handle that accordion. Man, that's another talented musician.
Well, would you like to say hi to him?
I sure can do that.
Well, it's for you. Good morning, Si.
Hey, Danny.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you doing over there?
I'm doing really, really well. I was kind of bored this past week, and I called everybody else that I liked, and there was only one last person to that call. So I called up Carl, and him and I were talking about trying to do some button box and some concertina duets for a long, long time. So I said, well, there is no better time than now. We both of us are like, kind of bored, so
sure.
We jammed a little bit last night, and but like Carl said, we ended up we had a couple more beers than like jamming, so we were hoping to get back to it today. But anyways, thanks for talking to me, and hello to everybody there in Minnesota, and hope everyone is well and keeping positive, and we will definitely come out of this. So.
That sounds good. That's so good to hear from you, Danny.
Yeah, thanks,
Si. All right.
Catch you later.
You bet. Danny Jarabic Jr. there visiting with Carl at Carl's place. And, Carl, where was the last job that you had then before things went haywire? Where were you playing?
That's a good question. It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been probably, 3-4 weeks, I would bet, huh?
Well, I'd say more like 2 months.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know you had a lot of gigs. You were on the road, I think, with Ryan Herman. Is that pretty much who you've been working with these days? Or?
Yeah, Ryan and Molly Busta and Jim Busta.
Okay. Very, very good. Well, Carl, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Got more to talk about, but right now we got to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you and continue that conversation, if that's all right.
Oh, that's just fine with me.
All righty. So it's the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausage. These are sure different times that we are living in. Like everyone else, we at the St. Joe Meat Market are adapting to the changes. We have put up the protective plexiglass shields at the checkout counter. We have put the red tape marks on the floor for suggested social distancing. We continue to offer curbside pickup for those that don't want to come into the store. Just call your order in ahead and we'll bring it out to your vehicle when you arrive. The brat of the week for this week is our smoked macaroni and cheese brat, for which we start with a nice blend of pork and beef. Add the mac and cheese brat seasoning, noodles and soft cheddar cheese, and smoke them in our environment-controlled smokehouses. This week only, you can take 30 cents off at the checkout counter. Take 30 cents off each package, all week long, unlimited quantities. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, and you can call 320-363 for 4913 for more information. Once again, that's the St. Joe Meat Market, and we thank you for your patronage. And Carl, for being our guest on the program, you've been here a couple of times. We put up that meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market along with Chasm. We mail that out to you and hope that you, those around you, enjoy it in good health. How's that been working for you?
Well, everything's going good so far.
So far, good, good. And you're still taking nourishment, so you can use that meat package?
As a matter of fact, Dan and I were just talking about that. He says, God, they got good meat up there.
Ah, that's great. Well, Carl, let's have you reminisce just a little bit about some of those great musicians. I'll start it off for you. Donnie Burkhardt, how is he doing these days? You see him once in a while?
Yeah. Molly B and I were up to his place a month and a half ago or so, and we did a YouTube video with him.
Okay.
No, not for his birthday. But she said, Carl, let's go up to Donnie's place and do a little interview. So that was on YouTube or something like that.
Okay.
And so he actually sang one or two and played trumpet on one or two. And it was really, really fun.
Boy, he was a great musician, huh? Great musician in the band back in your glory years there, huh?
Yeah. So now I think he's 87 or 88 years old and still going.
Yeah, that's just awesome. Bernie Williams, you had him on tuba for a while, huh?
Yeah, mostly trombone.
Oh, trombone? Okay.
Yeah. He was fun.
Bill Oakey, how about Bill?
Well, that was a cousin of mine. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we worked quite a bit together.
And what did Bill play again?
Drums.
Drums, okay. And then he did some vocals too, I think, if I recall.
Yeah, quite a bit, yep. So I'd play with him quite a bit. He put a band together, we'd play at least three or four times a month, I suppose.
Okay. Tony Kaminsky, another great bass horn player, huh?
Yeah, he was over to my place about a month ago.
Okay.
Doing pretty good. He's pretty much blind. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, he had some eye troubles about, that must be at least 5-6 years ago.
Okay. All right.
So whenever he does go to play a job, he's got to have a driver pick him up and all that. But he's doing good.
Good. How about Mike Selecki?
Yeah, I see him every once in a while. He still plays with me all the time whenever we do go out.
Okay. That's very good.
Yeah, he lives up in Eden Prairie.
Marty Nachreiner, he was another talented musician, huh, for some time for you?
Yeah, he's a squirrely little fella.
Oh, yes. And you can mention a few. Those are the ones that come to mind for me. You can mention anybody else that I know you mentioned your mom. How's she doing these days?
Oh, real good.
Norma's hanging in there?
Yeah, I was actually supposed to be down there for the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
But I just haven't been able to see it
yet. Okay. Very good.
But yeah, he's doing real good.
Awesome. Awesome. Anybody else? You said you had about a couple hundred musicians over the years. Who else do you want to bring in?
Bruno Randall's played with my band for a few years.
Oh, wow, Bruno. And what did he play?
Trombone.
Trombone, okay.
And Keith Reese on keyboards.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, who else?
Nick Dunkel.
Oh, yeah, Nick Dunkel. He's been playing lead trumpet for, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Yeah, 25, 30.
Yeah, Dano just says more like 25 or 30.
Well, we got to mention a mutual friend here. You know, one of the times I first got to see you, Carl, you used to come up to Clearwater, Minnesota, and play out in the Coburn's parking lot there. Good friend, Mr. Bruce Bradley, used to drag you along. Oh. You remember those days?
Yep, I miss Bruce. He was a lot of fun.
Oh, Bruce was such a talented musician, huh?
Yeah, and Dan, sitting here, he just says, well, I played there with you guys, too.
Oh, is it? Really?
And in fact, the guy that put the whole fest on, Don Lemke.
Yeah.
He owned the furniture store there in town.
Yeah.
One, Dano and I just decided to stay overnight, and we slept in the furniture store on the beds, and the next morning people are coming in to look at the furniture, and we're laying in bed.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Well, Carl, you think back of when you first began the Country Dutchman. Did you ever see it turning out the way it did? I mean, boy, you've been just so thought of over the years, just one of the best polka bands ever. You went to that polka fest and you started playing the concertina and things just fell into place. But my goodness, you really became the premier band for so many years. It was just awesome, huh?
Well, I was always hoping it would be better.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been quite a ride.
And yeah, I would. It's kept everything very interesting, I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Now, did you do anything else besides music for an occupation or for a living over the years, Carl? I know you mentioned you were a pig farmer back in the days. Did you actually have the farm yourself, or was that for your dad, or how was that all?
It was actually my grandpa and my uncle.
Oh, okay.
So we took through about 800 hogs a year and about 800 head of cattle.
Okay, all right.
So I did that till I was about 23 or 24, then I moved up to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And, well, then I was a truck driver for about 6 years, I guess.
Okay.
And, of course, that was just part-time. It was very flexible. It didn't pay much, but I could call in and say, yeah, I can go or I can't.
Sure.
So that worked. Okay.
Well,
I work part-time at the Honda dealership in La Crosse.
Oh, really? Salesman or what capacity there?
I am the official courtesy driver.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
And without me, the whole corporation would fall apart.
Oh, I can believe that. Oh, that's awesome. Well, good for you, Carl. You bet. Boy, you've made a lot of great recordings over the years. Any idea how many times you've recorded just as yourself, Carl, and the Country Dutchman?
I think 14 or 15 different albums.
Okay. All right.
But I've recorded with, 25, 30 different bands.
Yeah, I've seen you with the Wendingers. I've seen you with Polka Ron. I've seen you with, help me out. I can't think of them all. Jim Busta Band, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, of course, Bruce Bradley.
Yep. Bruce, yep.
And, I did count up a few years ago that I played with over 120 bands.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that they will admit that, but...
Well, Carl, I don't know if you remember, but we were on a bus trip with Laverne Bizdoc, Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, and that's back, that's 12 years ago. That was in 2008. And so Laverne had the whole itinerary planned out. We were supposed to dance to Barefoot Becky from 9 to 1. And so we got there about 8:30, and Laverne goes in, and here Becky is wrapping up. And they said, no, they changed the schedule this year. Didn't forward the information to Laverne, so everybody was kind of gloomy, like, wow, we're only going to see 20 minutes of polka music, and that's it for the evening. So we went in, and we did that. Well, Laverne is as innovative as she is. She gets on the phone, comes to find out that there's music at a hotel in Frankenmuth there, and who but Carl and his Country Dutchman playing there. Do you remember that night?
Yeah, that was fun.
That really was. Boy, you had a packed house there. You had Molly on keyboard. I don't remember the other two musicians, but yeah, you guys really playing well.
I think it was Tony Kaminsky.
Okay.
And probably Crystal.
Okay.
My fiance.
Oh, okay. Very good. Crystal Malik. Very good. Yeah, I do. I think that's what it was.
You just called her looking for me, didn't you?
I did, yes.
That's what I heard.
Oh. So, at any rate, well, that's great. Yeah, some great recordings there. And some great events, too. Talk about some of the dances, the gigs that you've done over the years that stand out in your mind, some of the dance halls that you've enjoyed playing at.
Well, we played at just about every dance hall in Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota. And then we did play one time out. Well, actually, we played quite a bit out in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yes.
And one day we had an estimated crowd of 750,000 people.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. You couldn't almost make eye contact with every one of them, huh?
Not so much, nope.
Yeah.
our bus driver, after we got done playing, he said, Carl, you better get on the bus now, otherwise we're not going to see you till tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Was that Ken Meagle at the time?
No, actually, it was some kind of a tour bus that they had rented for us to ride around in.
Oh, okay.
And then we played in Lowell, Massachusetts for 150,000 people.
Oh, yes.
And in Bangor, Maine for 150,000 people.
Oh, my gosh. And how many years ago? Is that quite a few years back? Or
back in the late 90s.
90s. Well, you were very much thought of back in the days. There was a ballroom in St. Joe, Minnesota called the Delwyn Ballroom. Do you remember being there?
Yes, sir. In fact, I think we played the grand opening of that joint.
I bet you did. And we had a radio announcer back in the days. His name was Clyde Vivoda, a little guy. But he ran the polka show back in those days, and I think he passed away about in 2000 or 2001. But he and Cliff Mitchell, they pretty much ran the radio station back in those days. And it was Cliff and Feedsack, the Farmer's Friend is what he called Clyde. That was his nickname. But I know Clyde, he probably came up and introduced himself more than once to you, and he just loved your music. Do you by chance remember him at all?
Yeah, I talked to him a couple times.
Did you? Okay. We still play your music each and every Sunday. He started that tradition back in the days. Just, 10, 15 minutes every Sunday, you have to play Carl and his Country Dutchman. And still doing that to this day. And that's because of him.
Yeah, isn't that ballroom called the Lighthouse now?
Well, that's what it was called. And then it got tore down, and now it's a housing development.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's just part of the times. It's so sad that all these ballrooms, and that was such a nice ballroom, wasn't it?
Yeah, and big. Well, they get, about 1,600 people in there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were there for a number of things. My brother's wedding was there. We had all kinds of sporting events there. And at the end, there was a new proprietor. Was the Trobecks from St. Stephen's were running it, Ray Trobeck and his son Dave and his mother-in-law, and they were booking bands in, and but they only had a lease there, and all of a sudden the lease ran up, and the owner decided to sell it, and so that was the end of that. But, yeah, some great times we had. Poor Eddie Miller that built it, he'd be turning over in his grave, I think, if he knew what happened to it.
Yep, I remember Eddie.
Do you? Yeah. So some wonderful memories, and a lot of our listeners out there remember all those good days. We had some other good ballrooms in the area. Did you ever get over to the Richmond, the Riverside Coliseum in Richmond at all?
Oh, yeah, for Earl Schmidt.
Yep, Little Earl, you bet. And Granite City Coliseum was in St. Cloud. By chance, was that still there yet when you were going or not?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, that's... That's the one where I met my wife, and then there was a fairgrounds ballroom over in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, and that's where we had our shower dance. And those were some grand ballrooms back in the days and in our mid-central Minnesota area. A lot of other good ones, too. I know you got into Minnesota a lot, especially into the, Twin Cities, Bellray Ballroom, Majestic, some of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to play the Bellray and the Majestic usually about, at least once every month.
Oh, yeah.
Every other month.
Schlieff's Little City?
Never got to that one.
Didn't get there, huh? How about the Prom Ballroom? Did you get there at all?
No.
That one was gone, too, already, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
But, getting back to the Prom, one of my favorite recordings is the Jolly Lumberjacks, Live and Lively at the Prom.
Oh, yes. Isn't that true? You bet. Yeah, and I was going to tell you, we're reminiscing about musicians and ballrooms and stuff. We'd be remiss if we didn't bring up Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft. That was the music I played right before I brought you on. Of course, the theme is with Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks, but I had a request for Those Days of Youth by Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft, and I played that right before we got to you. And boy, there was a good friend, huh?
Yes. Yep, Earl and Jerry both. I spent many nights at both of their places.
Absolutely. And, boy, you know, you guys did that recording there, Hang 'Em Out to Dry, Brian and you and Jerry. That must have been fun, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
As much as you could remember, huh? Thank God for the recordings, huh? At least you've got a memory of it. Oh.
Listen to it back and you're thinking, what? Did we do that?
Yeah. Oh, fun. Yeah. Well, Carl, we're just about running out of time, and I feel like we haven't even covered any territory yet. What can you all tell us that's new and exciting?
Well, right now, with these days, not too much exciting.
Yeah. Isn't that true?
Will change.
Yep, it sure will. And what are some of the events you've got looking at way down the road, you know, that probably won't get canceled towards fall? Got a lot of it in around Wisconsin, Minnesota, or where are y'all going to be?
I don't even know. I don't have my book.
Okay.
I know I was talking to Molly last week, and she said that they're still actually canceling jobs in October.
Oh, for October even. Oh, my. Okay.
So who knows when it's going to pick up again, but...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in the meantime...
Okay.
Meantime... Go ahead, Carl.
There's always fish to catch, so it doesn't matter much.
There you go. And I was going to say, as long as you're social distancing and staying safe, it'll all come around again.
Yeah, well, I haven't been practicing that too much since I'm a courtesy driver at Honda. I'm sitting right next to somebody pretty much all the time.
Okay. And you look at them and you say, if you don't have it, I don't have it, we're fine, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Carl, we usually end up with a good story. How about giving us one from back over the years? You got a memory that you want to share with the listeners that you can think of, good, bad, or otherwise?
Well... Boy, I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, I know that you told us the one time that you died on the set there, and was it Chris Kelchin or somebody brought you back around, and you were walking down the tunnel looking for Jerry Schuft and couldn't find him, and so you turned around and came back.
That was kind of freaky. I was at a dance down at the Concordia Ballroom in La Crosse.
Okay.
And I just danced with Becky Beeson from out by Rose Creek, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And I went to sit back on my bar stool, and I died and hit a table, and I was bleeding all over, and I died right there. And they actually shocked me 5 times with the defib.
Uh-huh.
Before I came to. But, yeah, it was like I was watching myself being worked on and just laughing at everybody, thinking, oh, just leave me alone.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah. Actually, I've died 11 times now.
It's up to 11. Wow.
Yeah.
That your heart has stopped or something, you've lost consciousness, huh?
Well, no, the heart just did stop. It was done.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Boy, then...
The doctor, the doctor said, so when I went in for a checkup about 2 years ago, she said, so have you noticed anything? And I said, yeah, I think I've died three more times. And she read the chart coming off my defib and pacemaker, and she said, no, it's been at least seven times, and I know there's been at least four after that. So.
Oh, my goodness. We mentioned Ken Meagle before. I just have to bring him up one time. Ken was your bus driver for some time, huh?
Yeah, he liked to ride along and drove the bus quite a bit. And
okay.
He's a good player, too.
Is Ken still going? I know you said that he was he had had a stroke or something. He was in kind of rough shape, huh?
Well, not a stroke. He actually slipped on the ice quite a few years ago and hit his head, and he never really came out of it totally after that.
Okay. Is he still going, though, or did he pass?
I think he's around. I haven't talked to him for a couple of years, but
okay.
I'm pretty sure he's still living down by Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah, you guys put out a recording for Ken. He was a pretty good concertina player, too, yet, wasn't he?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, you discovered him and got the band to back him up there, and boy, that's a nice recording, Ken Meagle Band, you bet.
Yeah, I know you asked me about that a couple weeks ago, and I wish I had some of those recordings yet, but I just don't.
Yep, they're just out of print at the time, so we'll see what we can do about that in the future, but for right now, that's where it's at, so all righty.
Yep.
Well, any other good stories before we let you run? I know you got work to do there with Danny being there. He's just chomping at the bit, waiting for you to get done.
Well, actually, we both just said, I don't feel like doing anything today.
All right. Well, very good. Well, Carl, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. You know what? I told you more than once, the good Lord willing, you and I are still here. We'll do this thing again. And lo and behold, here we are. We're still here, huh?
Yep, and anytime you want to call, you just help yourself.
Well, we'll do that. Hey, Carl, thanks a bunch for being with us. We're going to let you run, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
Okay, and tell everybody hello for me.
We'll do that. Thanks, Carl. There he goes, Carl Hartwig of the Country Dutch Band, visiting with us from his home in Wisconsin. I believe it's Trempealeau, Wisconsin. And that takes us 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Don't go away. We've got music by Carl and his Country Dutchman coming your way in just a moment. And Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme musicians come and play, wrapping up our, let me find my book here. And that was our 332nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play. and with Carl Hartwig. And yes, great, great interview. Of course, he's got Danny Jurabik visiting him today, Dan Jurabik Jr. So yeah, they're having a great time over there. We're at 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. And again, our temperature at 40 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music on the way with Carl and his country Dutchman. And it's a great old-time polka, one called the Pizza Polka. Some great stuff there for you. It's the Pizza Polka with Carl and his country Dutchman there for you. And that takes us to 28 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe and County Road 3. And that Hustler, probably the original zero-turn, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, has new models on hand, so check those out whenever you get a chance. Nice big yard out there to try them out, and plenty of room out there for social distancing, so Kevin would love to see you stop on by. And, yeah, he's got a new book out this year by the Hustler, put out by Hustler, and I'm just paging through it, and nice pictures of all the different makes and models that Hustler now makes. So, they're introducing the Dash, it's called, and that's a little guy, a nice little mower there. So check that one out. Of course, they've got the little Raptors. I've got one of those, and works well. It's nice for in the smaller corners. And the Raptor also comes with the flip-up deck for cleaning out all the grass clippings and that. So quite a nice feature on that little Raptor. Then you move to the Fast Tracks. And that's a little bit bigger, bigger deck for you. Then as you flip the pages, you get to the X1. That's a little bit bigger yet. And then the Super Zs. Yes, and that's another one that I've got. I've got the Super Z with the bagger, the vac system on the back. And nice mower gets the job done. Then, of course, they make the Supers. And there's a Super 104, and boy, that's a big mower, and that's what you might use. It looks like it's got about an 80-inch deck, and you can use that for mowing golf courses or any big application. They also make a diesel, a Hustler Z diesel. So if you're into diesels, that might be the one for you. And, of course, then there's the Trimstar, and looks like that's a stand-behind mower. And let's see, there's a Super S stand behind more as well. So lots and lots of different makes and models for you to look at. And I'm still not through them all. There's a Super 88 series. And then it shows you pictures of all the accessories, the more accessories, grass baggers and vac systems that they offer, all the statistics and all of the different ideas and things in this booklet here for you to study. Yeah, really, really neat. So stop by Kevin's and pick one of those up and do your research, and then you can try out those mowers out at Kevin's. See which one is the one for you. Of course, Kevin accepts trades, and so he'll make you a sweet deal on your present mower. Just bring it out there, and he'll check it out for you. Of course, he'll make you that sweet deal, but he doesn't keep those mowers around long. He'll refurbish it, fix it back up, put it out for sale. So quite often, you can find something on the used market out at Kevin's as well. So as always, for more information, you can give Kevin a call. His phone number is 320-363-7459. Once again, that's 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we come up on 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, our temperature reading at 40 degrees here in central Minnesota. And back to the music of Carl and his Country Dutchman. We're going to play a couple off of his latest recording, his 40th anniversary recording. Got to do this one for a good friend. Yes, Larry listening in today out there out by Big Fish Lake. And he said, Sally, got to play the Overcoat Polka. So here it is for you. Carl and his Country Dutchman off of his 40th anniversary release, the Overcoat Polka. Alrighty, 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, our temperature reading at 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. And yeah, folks calling in requesting music, and we're going to try to accommodate them whenever possible. And somebody wants to hear this next one here, and this one is off of his latest release, his 40th anniversary release. And it seems like Carl always comes up with an innovative recording, innovative song on every recording. This one he calls Shame and Scandal in the Family. Going to feature Mr. Craig Ebel on the vocal. Shame and Scandal in the Family. Carl and his Country Dutchmen.
In Trinidad, there was a family with much confusion, as you shall see. There was a mama and a papa and a son who was grown. He wanted to marry, have a wife of his own. Finding a girl that suited him nice, he went to his papa to ask his advice. His papa said, son, I have to say no. The girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Well, now the weeks went by. He looked all around. Soon the best cook on the island he found. He went to his papa to name a date. His papa shook his head and to him he did say, you can't marry that girl. I have to say no. The girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. As the years went by, he wished he was dead. He had 52 girls and he still wasn't wed. He asked his papa, papa always say no. These girls are your sisters, but your mama don't know. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. He went to his mama and lowered his head. He told his mama everything his papa had said. His mama, she laughed, she said, go son, go. Your daddy ain't your daddy, but your daddy don't know. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family.
Carl and his Country Dutchmen, one called Shame and Scandal in the Family, by request here on this Sunday afternoon, 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. 41 our temperature here in Albany. One more coming your way off of Carl and the Country Dutchman's 40th anniversary CD. And it's we're going to put the tuba player to work on this one. One called the Sharpshooter's March Polka. Thank you. Some good stuff for you there. Carl and his Country Dutchman off of his 40th anniversary CD. I believe that's Tony Kaminsky on the tuba solo. One called the Sharpshooter's March Polka. And that takes us to 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Once again, our temperature reading is at 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. Well, we had mentioned that Carl always seems to come up with a kind of a novelty tune on every recording. Here's one that he did back in the days. It's one called Chopsticks. Carl and his Country Dutchmen. How about that one, huh? Carl and his Country Dutchman, one called the Chopsticks. And yeah, Carl has always had the knack to do something like that. And it just, what the first time you hear it, you just like can't believe it. It's like, how can somebody that good play something so bad and then make it sound so terrific after that? Oh, it's beyond words. So only Carl. 15 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. 41 our temperature here in Albany as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock. And yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family and make memories with them. When this COVID-19 virus thing is under control and they're able to travel again. So just like everybody else, they've been hit by it and had to cancel trips. And right now they're just canceling them as they go. And that's the word I've received about Laverne's travel. And boy, their regrets, just like everybody else, wishing they could be entertaining you and taking you on these great trips that they had all set up and planned for this upcoming year. And sooner or later, things will get back to normal, and they'll look forward to having you travel with them. Kim and Laverne want to take this opportunity to extend to each and every one of you a big thank you for all of you that have traveled with them over the years. Hope that you're all staying safe with social distancing, and look forward to the next time that you can jump on the bus and travel with them once again. So yeah, maybe this fall, huh? They're looking at the 32nd Annual Fall Mystery Tour, the Norse Koskfest, Scandinavian Festival, trip to the Deep South Carolinas and Savannah Tour. They had a Greece international trip planned in October. We'll cross our fingers for that one. And, of course, New Orleans, Nashville, Memphis tour in November. And, yeah, the list goes on and on. So, yeah, we'll just have to see what is allowed, what everything will allow. It's been uncharted times. And Laverne and Kim, certainly amongst all of us that are just kind of shaking our heads saying, where'd this come from? So, any rate, for more information, to get a hold of Laverne or Kim, you can give them a call. There are two phone numbers here for you, 320-237-4856. Once again, that's 320-237-4856, and that's the local number for Laverne's Travel. If you're calling from out of the area, toll-free, it's 1-800-840-9211. And you can also visit them on their website, www.lavernestravel.com. More information for you there as to what's happening with the current trips and what they plan to do when it becomes able to travel again. So check out their website. Once again, www.lavernestravel.com. Laverne and Kim, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 12 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and again, 41, our temperature here in Albany. Nice Landler with Carl and his Country Dutchman, recorded back in the day. It's the Alpine Landler. Thank you. Carl and his country Dutchman, and that one was the Alpine Landler from back one of his earlier recordings. Boy, we've been fielding phone calls just steady here. Folks really enjoying that interview with Carl, and getting lots of suggestions, and my goodness, I don't think I'll have time to get them all in, but yeah, there's some great songs. Carl's got so many good ones. It's just tough to get them all in a half hour, 45 minute program here. So we'll do the best we can. And right now, let's see if that one's, well, that one's queuing up yet. So let's, I thought we were going to do the chicken polka right now, but well, let's go to another one. How about the Flasher on the Rhine? Carl and his country Dutchman. And his country Dutchman with one called the Flasher on the Rhine. 7 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Here we go. By request, it is the Chicken Polka. Carl and his country Dutchman. Thank you. Carl and his Country Dutchman. Yes, the chicken polka there by request. We're at 4 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. We're going to try to squeeze in two more yet for you. How about the Green is Green polka? Carl on the concertina. Yes, indeed. Carl and the Country Dutchman, the Green is Green polka. And his Country Dutchman, and that takes us to 1 minute before the hour, 1 o'clock. And again, our temperature reading at 42 degrees. And that was the Green is Green polka by Carl and his Country Dutchman. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And boy, I didn't nearly get in all the requests that I was hoping to. Time just goes by so quickly, but we'll try to get some of those this afternoon as well. Right now, here's one that really made my head spin when he recorded this one. It's one called the Mud Puppy Polka, Carl and his Country Dutchman. Thank you. famous country Dutchman. There's only one Carl, and that's one called the Mud Puppy Polka. Here on KASM, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM.